it's Virginia James with the Zone of Purpose podcast, and welcome to this encouraging space for women and for those who want to show up and remember that their wisdom is within. Now, I will say that it took me years to figure this out, but now I will never live my life the way I used to. The rat race, the go, 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 that's done for. We're moving on from that because all it gets us is burnout, stress, procrastination, overthinking, you name it. Now I zone with soul, and I'm going to help you do the same by remembering our wisdom is within and living and working from that. Let's get into it. Hey, it's Virginia James, and I am here, and it's stunning out. Oh my God, we're not raining. The sky is pretty clear. It was in the 60s over the weekend, which was really, really nice. Also kind of not totally normal for this time of year, but hey, soaked it up, dealt with the plants, kind of prepped some garden beds and all that. So it was really, really good time. But how was your weekend? How are you doing? I know that the world continues to have things happen. People in our life continue to have things happen. And so I just want to reiterate, this isn't about toxic positivity or just like, oh, everything's fine. You know, we feel the feelings, we show up together, we build our wisdom together. Okay. So I just wanted to throw that out there on the front end in case you're new here or, you know, you're just checking all this stuff out. All right. So let's talk today about something. I don't want to call it unique, but it's something we need to discuss. Okay. I know that there are plenty of folks in my world, and myself included, sometimes we stumble on this aspect of confidence, okay? Having it, not having it, finding it, only having whispers of it, depending upon what we're going through in life and what's going on. So I just wanted to bring up this question. It kind of hit me a few weeks ago, and I've been waiting for this week to bring it up in this, you know, aspect of content organization. When in your life have you felt the sexiest? I know I'm gonna put that out there. And I'm not just talking about in our body, friend, right? You know, whether it's a great top or, I don't know, the job that makes us feel confident. Sorry about the road noise. That's how it goes right now. But I wanted to ask you this because sometimes we're like, ooh, I'm not feeling very confident. Sometimes we're not feeling very sexy either. Let's be honest about it, okay? But the reason why I bring it up is because over the weekend, I needed to free up some phone storage. And so I was going through old photos. There's a fuck ton of photos on this phone here, all right? So let's just be honest about that. From years ago up until literally like yesterday with the dogs or something, okay? So I was looking back at these photos and I'm like, wow, I was going through something then. Yeah, even, you know, a year ago, going through something then. Or the things we save on our phones because at the moment they're important to us or we want to remember it or something like that. But when we go back to, I just wrote about it on LinkedIn today. When we go back to these little pieces of evidence or notes about ourselves, you know, in this little archives of our world, where were you not feeling so sexy, not so confident, not so empowered, right? And where were you? And I don't mean, again, I don't mean like sexy, right? Take it for what it is. What I mean is you're showing up and you're empowered in who you are. And it's not for somebody else. I got to put that out there too. These are going to be some fun bullet points in the notes, okay? This isn't for anyone else. This is for you. This is for you. So when you look back at your past or your very recent present and, you know, contemporary reality right now, think really deeply, like root into that. Ask yourself, when was I at my sexiest? Okay, I'll just give you a few bonus points right now for my own life. It's when I work out, not all the fucking time. Let's be honest. It's not all the time, okay? It's just like feeling like I love, you know, lifting weights. I love strength training. That's when I feel more empowered, okay? Lately, I'll be honest, my elbow is giving me fits. I haven't lifted weights for weeks and I am sad about it. I haven't even used my row machine and I am sad about it. So pouty mastiff face. So I'm looking forward to getting back into it. That's when I feel at my sexiest in some way, shape, or form. is it, you know, with those job applications, I know those are not sexy. Maybe that's a terrible example, especially these days with the market and stuff. But, you know, I really want you to think about it, okay? Let's try to keep this under five today. We got stuff to do, all right? But think about it. When have you been at your sexiest? Really, like, you show up and you light the room because you're lit within. What are those things? Then we start rinse and repeating. What was it? Maybe our body friends are different. We can't do it anymore. That's totally cool. Okay. Not saying it has to be that. That's why I want you to think about beyond our body friend or what's supposed to be sexy, especially for women. Let's discuss. Think on it. Let me know. Comment. Tell me more. Go to Feminine Sage Wisdom and like, let me know what is your sexiest moment, or email me and say, Virginia, it was about this time 6 years ago in this scenario. I'll be like, awesome. How do we bring that back? Because we got life to live. We got to show up for ourselves, for the world, and all of that. All right. 5.5 minutes. You have a beautiful week ahead. Okay. And I will talk to you soon. How did that episode resonate for you? It always feels good to share these stories and these pieces of wisdom with you. And frankly, y'all teach me something new every day. So if that resonated, if it struck your soul or your heart, leave a comment below. Let us know what you loved about it. Also, share it with a buddy, a friend, a fellow woman in your world. We need to continue to build this ripple effect for individual and collective good. That's what we're really about here too, and sharing the wisdom. Now, if you are feeling like you want to get to know us better, go to femininesagewisdom.com. And thank you again for listening to this episode. I'll chat with you soon.